David's legacy as a giant slayer was never just about his victory. It was about inspiring others to fight as well. Earlier in his life, when he faced Goliath in 1 Samuel 17, no one in Israel had the courage to step forward. The entire army cowered in fear, including King Saul. But David changed that narrative. Under his leadership, Israel was no longer afraid of giants. Now, in 2 Samuel 21, we see the evidence of this shift. The men who follow David are no longer afraid to step up and fight the giants themselves. Sibekai, Elhanan, and Jonathan all defeat formidable Philistine warriors, showing us that courage is contagious. So, what kind of legacy are we leaving behind? Are we inspiring bold faith in those who come after us? The goal of every believer should be to raise up others who will stand boldly for Christ. So let me give us 3 points of prayer, 2 people to pray for, and then 1 last thought. First, 3 points of prayer. Lord, help me to inspire and encourage those around me. Show me where I can invest in the spiritual growth of others, and give me the courage to fight the battles you've placed before me. 2 peoples to pray for. Milan Bulak, our national changemaker in the Czech Republic, and also the Armenian LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Armenia and Lebanon. Lastly, a true leader doesn't just win battles, they raise up others to fight as well.